ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 13, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would everybody please bow their head for 1 minute? We want to do a silent prayer for that health worker that has contracted Ebola on our soil. Lord, we come before you now, this Commissioner's Court, asking that you give us your divine wisdom to do the right thing for all the people of Jefferson County. Make sure that you bind us together, but we're on one accord. Lord, we ask that you not only do that for this Commissioner's Court, but for every elected official in this great county. Lord, we ask that you keep your love and arms holding those families that have loved ones away fighting the war for our democracy. Lord, we ask these blessings in your darling son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order with under Commissioner's Court, Adam H. is considering possibly approve a proclamation for Down Syndrome Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I believe Ms. Hawthorne is... Is there a Ms. Hawthorne here? You've changed. Come forward, Gary. Proclamation reads, whereas approximately 1 in every 800 children are born with Down syndrome, representing approximately 5,000 births per year in the United States, whereas while research and early intervention have resulted in dramatic improvements in the lifespan and potential of those who are affected, more investigation is needed into the causes and treatment of Down syndrome. And whereas people with Down syndrome possess a wide range of abilities and are active participants in educational, occupational, social, and recreational circles of the community. And whereas, developed by the National Down Syndrome Society in 1995, the Buddy Walk, which will be held on October 25th, 2014, is an annual event in cities across Texas and the nation celebrating the accomplishments of children and adults with Down syndrome. And whereas the Arc of Greater Beaumont has supported families who have children with disabilities and special health care needs in Beaumont and desires to increase the support network and support groups of those with Down syndrome across our state. And whereas the goal of the Buddy Walk is to promote acceptance and inclusion of people with Down syndrome while raising funds for local programs and national advocacy efforts. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim October 2014 as Down Syndrome Awareness Month in Jefferson County, and we urge all to support the Arc of Greater Beaumont and participate in the Buddy Walk, signed this day by the members of the Commissioner Court. Give Thank it to you. You, Mr. Hidalgo.
Thank you. Gary Hidalgo, the Executive Director of the Arc of Greater Beaumont. Appreciate your proclamation. Appreciate being here. 2004, we started out as a small organization, a few parents and a handful of consumers, and today we're serving over 400 individuals in programs that the ARC provides. Not all, obviously, many of those people are not people with Down syndrome, but also a lot of those are. We serve individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, including individuals with Down syndrome. We had the fortune of being able to present at the National Down Syndrome Association in a conference in Washington, D.C., and we were chosen because we have the most successful buddy walk in the United States of any city our size. And that's after just 2 years. This will be our third. We expect to have, we had over 2,000 last year. We expect to have over 2,000 walkers this year. It's a community event that public schools are involved with throughout the area, throughout Jefferson County. And we're just real pleased to be able to do that and provide services to individuals with individuals with Down syndrome. And if I may step forward, I'd like to present you. Each year, I think we try to present you with, these are Christmas cards, the artwork done by individuals with Down syndrome. Right. And we want to present those to each of the commissioners and the county judge. And just we also have a, with me, I'm going to, Ashley, if you're, Ashley Vaughn is an intern that we have working with us through Lamar University's communication program, through their communication program. So we're really pleased to have Ashley, and it's always good to get free work, so, especially university level. And Caitlin Kruger is awesome.
Thank you. We wish you the best with the buddy walk, and hopefully we'll be there. All right, moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is to rescind the award of paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County for item number 30, number 11 window envelopes, 28 pound white wove, and item number 31, number 11 window and window in the envelopes to Bosworth Papers, Inc. Item B is to reaward the paper stock and envelope for Jefferson County, items number 30, white woven in the amount of $137.12 per 1,000 or $342.80 per case, and item number 31, $104.70 per 1,000 or $261.75 per case to Olmsted Kirk Paper Company. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2014 budget transfer for the County Clerk for additional costs for office supplies in the amount of $944. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2014 budget transfer for the Elections Department for additional cost in the amount of $4,200. Item C is consider and approve a 2014 budget amendment to 252nd District Court for additional cost for indigent defense in the amount of $120,000. Item D is consider and approve fiscal year 2014 budget transfer Justice of the Peace Precinct H for additional postage cost in the amount of $300. Item E is consider and approve of 2014 budget amendment for the county morgue for additional cost for contractual services in the amount of $48,000. And item F is consider and approve control center software upgrade to pneumatic tube system from county judge to county clerk's offices. Cost will be funded from available capital project funds. Estimated cost is $14,878. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 399369 through 399723. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion?
On the discussion, Patrick, if you don't mind, each member of the court, well, I know I want, but we probably need to have a total amount that come out of that particular line item for the indigent defense, total amount for the year. Appreciate it if you get that to us. Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is considering possibly approval.
Judge, would you take item G separately?
Item G?
Yes, sir. And I will be abstaining from item F.
Okay. Item A is considering possibly approve a resolution to abandon a portion of the Garth Road right-of-way. Item B is to receive and file executed local project advance funding agreement for voluntary local government contributions to transportation improvement for the project to relocate the crossover on US 90 at Green Pond Gully Road. Item C is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a request of funds from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and statutory compliance checklist for community development block grant number 713250, which is related to the Cheek Sewer Project. Item D is to consider and possibly ratify and receive and file the execution of exemption determination for activities related to the first time sewer service for Cheek and Community Development Block Grant number 713250. Item E is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Air Liquide Large Industries U.S. Limited Partnership pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. We've already done item H. Item I is consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for previously tabled grant requests from the fall 2014 grant cycle. You'll have a motion on items A through E and J.
Okay.
It's been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion.
Ms. Hughes, that item that I spoke to you about, do I need to make a correction here? Yes, ma'am. Please explain it.
Okay. One of the applications is for a bid fee for the, It's for the Southern Black Softball. It's a tournament that's going to happen September 25th through 27th of 2015. They requested $5,000, and the bid fee, and it's in the attachments. The bid fee is technically $10,000, and in the past, to keep it here, he's had to have at least $5,000. He's been able to raise the other $5,000, but he said he knew he would lose the tournament unless he received the whole $5,000 as the bid fee. And I know he talked to Commissioner Senegal about that. And he has spoken with me about that in the past, that he has to have that amount or it won't go through.
How long has he been giving this tournament up?
He's been having tournaments here since before I started with the county, and I've been here 9 years.
And he's
only been receiving funds, though, from the county probably for, there was another gentleman who was in charge of it prior to, so he's been doing it probably 6 years.
Is he in good standing?
He is.
Thank you.
In good standing.
How many teams he bring?
He brings, this one's for 75, I believe, 70 to 75. And those, let me tell you, these are adults that play. So these are adult men that are going to partake in adult beverages and also eat a lot. And so they bring in a lot of money, and usually you don't have four men in the same hotel room. They will have two, but on average. So you don't have the families that come with them, but they do spend a lot of money in a lot of other ways.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other discussion on items A through E and I? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item F under commissioners is to consider and possibly appoint a secretary for the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation to fill the vacancy left by Commissioner Senegal and the board of the Industrial Development Corporation nominated Commissioner Arnold and voted earlier. So do I have a motion on that item for Commissioner Arnold?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And Commissioner Senegal is not voting on that item. Item G is consider the resolution of, well, we don't need that item. You don't need item G because of the action taken by the Industrial Development Corporation, correct?
Correct. And just for the benefit of the court and those in attendance, the 2010 bonds have continued to be rolled since they were originally placed in the market. Of the $300 million, about $210 were taken down with the balance rolled every 3 months. We were advised today by the representatives of Jefferson Energy Groups, which now has as an equity partner a Fortress Investment Fund, that Fortress intended within probably the next 60 days by December 1st to buy those bonds themselves into the marketplace and then determine if they wanted to turn around and remarket the bonds into the market. But they were going to buy all of the bonds themselves. They are, I think, and the court can correct me if I'm wrong, for those who were in attendance earlier, that Fortress has placed about $200 million into this project and intends to increase that amount. This is both on the Orange County project, but also the bonds, if they're bought into the marketplace and utilized, they will go for the additional projects in Western Jefferson County. And we did receive a brief report on the status of the gas plant, which they do expect to have at a 20-plus thousand barrel operational level by mid-spring. Thank you.
Mr. Goodson, please express to the new partners that I would be why I'm voting. Whenever they bring this to me, I'll be voting against it until the basic things that I asked for on day one, those questions are answered and those activities are taking place. I don't like verbal communication. I asked Mr. Villatar to give me written communication. He refuses to do so, so I would be playing hardball on them until they correct him.
I understand you completely, Commissioner. Thank you.
Okay, let's see here. So, no action on item H that will be tabled, or is that item G? Excuse me. Under County Treasurer, item A is receive and file an investment schedule for September 2014, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Unanimously and under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and possibly approve an additional 10 days extended medical leave without pay for Janet Jacobson. Ms. Jacobson needs the extension due to her medical condition, and I think her physician's report was scanned and emailed this morning to all commissioners. I don't know if y'all have had an opportunity to view it yet. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our agenda. Oh, we have an engineering. I don't have a copy of it. Okay, excuse me. Under engineering, item A is considering possibly approve the final plat of Easy Acres Phase 1, being a 16.52 acre tract of land in Hampshire on Hampshire Road. It's located in precinct number 3. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our agenda this time. Anybody else, any member of the court have anything they'd like to bring to the attention of the public?
I want to apologize to my constituents for I was out of the office due to some dental issues last week, but we be remiss to tell them that we will be on a conference call concerning the Ebola, Viola, incineration.
I know that there has been some concern in the United States related to the Ebola virus, and because of Mr. Duncan's disembarkation at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and his subsequently having been determined to have the Ebola virus and the fact that his healthcare worker that worked with him has now been diagnosed with the healthcare virus, that there's been particularly some significant concern and in some cases some fear in Texas as a result of that. We are working with the Texas Division of Emergency Management to obtain as much information as we can. There was concern last week because Veolia Environmental was selected by the Texas State Department of State Health Services to be the responsible entity for incinerating the waste that came when they tore the sheetrock and furniture out of Mr. Duncan's apartment. Because of the new diagnosis of the healthcare worker's condition, it's very likely that, as a matter of fact, Department of State Health Services, the Centers for Disease Control, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Texas Division of Emergency Management, several private environmental contractors are all taking care of decontaminating her apartment, her vehicle, even taking into custody her dog. And it's likely that because of the expertise and experience and state-of-the-art equipment that Veolia possesses, that those materials will probably be coming to Veolia. I want the public to know, we want the public to know, that we understand your concerns. We believe, though, given the gravity of the harm that can be caused by this disease, that it's imperative that they appropriately minimize risk, and the Centers for Disease Control says the most effective means of dealing with the risk is to incinerate the household furnishings that might have come in contact with. The Centers for Disease Control says that there is absolutely no epidemiological data or support for a belief that Ebola can be transferred via what they call fomites, which is hard surfaces like doorknob, bed rails, and so forth. They say that it has to come through the transmission of bodily fluids. But out of an abundance of caution, they are incinerating all of these materials. I personally feel strongly that we want that done by the people with the most expertise in the business, and I think that that's Veolia. They are going to be an important player in making sure that this disease is kept at a minimum and doesn't spread. And so, you know, you may call my office if you want further information. In just a few minutes, Commissioner Senegal and I will be on a conference call with the Division of Emergency Management, and please know that all precautions and protocol is being followed to assure the safety of the public. The Department of Transportation, United States Department of Transportation, has to issue permits for the transportation of this material. It's all done under very stringent protocol under the watchful eye of the CDC and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and so we feel comfortable that none of these actions that are being taken by the state in transporting this material is exposing the public, particularly our constituents here in Jefferson County, to any adverse risk.
Right, and also, Judge, I like Mr. Fountain. I didn't see him here today.
He's on a call right now.
Okay, I need to hear about these things as soon as, if it's in Precinct 3 or Jefferson County, hopefully, as soon as they hear. I mean, I know I was ill, but I had instructed my secretary to at least respond to the citizens by forwarding the calls to Mr. Fountain. I still like to be educated a little bit. I may never be educated enough to express what the Centers of Disease Control know about this disease, but I'd at least like to give them some, and seem like a team player, that we at least trying to protect the citizens. So,
yeah, and I apologize to you for that, Commissioner.
I thought it was
great. It all came about last week so hurriedly, a lot of us, actually, we would not have known about it at all had we not called and asked, and it all came about over the course of about 18 hours. So all I was able to get out to you was that cryptic text message, but we will make sure that that happens in the future as soon as we get
Thanks,
news.
I'm going to add this to that. I think that in light of Veolia supposed to be the experts in it, I think that we need to have a session. It would just be fair that the emergency management, some people from Veolia, get a chance to talk to this court, because I receive calls because it travels down our roads. I think it's just fair for us as elected officials, which people will call. I got calls from Port Arthur also, from ministers down there, and I just had to tell them I didn't know.
Yeah, and I've been Representative Desitel had a meeting at Veolia. They have an open door policy. Every member of this court is invited down there to tour their facility and to look at the protocol they employ to destroy the material. They have a 16-foot diameter by 78-foot tall cylindrical kiln. They have hydraulic rams that feed the kiln. It's not touched by anybody that is involved in the process. This material comes triple drummed. It is heated between 1500 and 1600 degrees Fahrenheit, and then it has a secondary system for any materials that are not consumed in the original fire where it's burned again. All that's left is a little bit of ash, which is disposed of in accordance with EPA guidelines. The efficiency of the kiln incinerator is 99.99999%, which is three orders of magnitude higher than EPA and TCEQ requirements. So we do feel comfortable, but there is an invitation for every member of this court to go out and tour the facility and discuss it with the plant manager. So,
Judge, isn't this the same facility that's authorized by DOD to and has made some kind of destruction of some kind of hazardous materials?
Yeah, VX gas hydrolysate. So if it is going to be destroyed, I mean, truly, none of us, we all wish that there was no presence of this biological waste at all in the United States, but if we do have it, and we have it not by choice but by fate, we want it disposed of by the best, and I think we've got that here in Jefferson County because of our history of being an oil and petrochemical complex. So any further information, be happy to pass along. I'd be happy for any of the commissioners to come in on the conference call, but I'm afraid we'd be violating the Open Meetings Act. So
they don't own any landfills in Texas, right?
They do not. That is part of the discussion with TCEQ at 215 is about the ash removal, although Center for Disease Control, TCEQ, all of them say that after the incineration process that there's absolutely no chance that there's going to be any virus left in the ash. And so it's not really a hazardous material, but under the EPA regs, it still has to be disposed of in a hazardous waste site, which is probably going to be somewhere down in South Texas.
Welcome back, Ms. Goodrich. Good to see you.
Thank you. Judge, if I may, I know we got a lot going on, but I do want to remind everybody early voting for this very important general election starts Monday, October the 20th. The polls will open at 8 a.m. So we want to encourage everybody to vote. In addition to our general election, the city of Port Neches is having an election. Port Arthur ISD is having a bond election. And also Hampshire Finette ISD is having an election as well. So we want to encourage the citizens of Jefferson County to get out and make their selection.
And under our new countywide polling place that the county clerk's office has arranged with the Secretary of State, please know that during early voting, you can vote at any early voting location. It does not have to be the one in your place. You can vote anywhere. So it should be extremely convenient.
It for the photo ID as well. So, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Goodrich. Anything else? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.